Blog Talk Radio.
Have you done your yoga today?
DDP Yoga. It ain't your mama's yoga.
Savage, you wanna come into my real world? I'm gonna snap into yours.
Brother, 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 brother! My question to you is, what are you? Some kind of a gemologist or something? That spring stampede we're all gonna see if DDP has got any family jewels at all.
Pretty heavy.
I say
on you
that you got none.
I'm a doubt.
Well, macho man. I guess we're going to find out at Spring Stampede.
Wait a minute.
And don't forget to bring your little bimbo Liz.
Whoa.
Because it's on. Bringing the lady, you might as well bring the tramp.
Hey, this is Chris Jericho. Honestly, DDP Yoga has changed my life, and it probably saved my career, both in wrestling and in music. It's the best thing I've ever done for my health, mentally. I feel so much stronger, I feel so much better, I feel younger. And the best thing about it is I can do it whenever I want.
An internet weight loss sensation. Nearly 3 million clicks to see Arthur Borman's transformation from this to this. 100 pounds gone with yoga?
Arthur, when you started YRG, how much did you weigh?
297.
297. What do you weigh now?
156.
How long were you walking on those canes, bro? 15 years. This man right here shows that anything is possible, but it starts right here.
For anyone to have any question of whether or not it works, just look at my stuff, because the proof is absolutely in the gluten-free, dairy-free pudding, because all I'm doing is DDP yoga.
It's DDP
Rio.
Another hour of DDP Radio. Is it got when I said that?
What's that?
Welcome to the show, DDP Radio Live. I am Diamond Dallas Page, and I will be the host along with my two cohorts in crime and the man who makes it all happen, Robert. How are you doing today, bro? We didn't really get a chance to talk that much. How's things going?
Well, it's been, as you know, man, it's been pretty hectic the last few weeks, so I'm just, enjoying the ride.
Yeah, it's really been crazy this whole, ever since Mr. Sulu put the video up on YouTube and it got a whole nother life again. Want to welcome in Sparky. How are you tonight, my friend?
I'm fantastic. Cold, but fantastic.
Cold? Like, what's the temperature up there in your frozen tundra area?
By the time I wake up in the frozen tundra of Pittsburgh, it should be like 19 degrees.
Sweet. That's like bathing suit weather, right?
Yeah, it is.
And has Stacey come on yet?
I'm here. I'm cold and recovering from a cold, but I'm here and getting better every day.
What a little trooper you are. I just we had some people send some video clips in and some pictures and stuff to do the little inspirational thing that we're doing, for the new year. And Stacey, I thought your little bit was awesome that we put in there. So I think everybody will really like it. That'll be coming out probably very soon, sometime this week, because we want to kick off the Happy New Year part of it. So Stacey, did you go out and just get a little intoxicated? Is this part of a hangover that's lasting from New Year's?
No, this started Christmas Eve, So.
Oh.
I've had, the Christmas from hell, but I'm, in the big picture, a cold is not a big deal. So I'm just, like everything else, because I've got my new life and my health, It was a breeze.
Awesome, awesome. And then you guys got a white Christmas this year, right?
Yeah, we got dumped, but it's very pretty, so that's nice.
I love it. I love being from New Jersey. You know, I love the snow, especially at Christmas time. But as soon as it gets to like January 1st, F the snow. I want nothing to do with it. Unless I'm skiing, I want nothing to do with it. Okay, before we start our show tonight, got a few announcements for all you wrestling fans out there who are huge fans of WCW back in the day. In October, I did the very best of Nitro 2, and WWE is really excited about putting it out there. They've already given me a call about doing some things for it, so I'm pretty excited about that. Looks like a release for the Best of Nitro 2 maybe early February. Give you an update on Jake. Jake has been just killing it. He was getting stronger and stronger and stronger. He's down 55 pounds, and over the last 3 weeks, Jake has been feeling so strong he wants to get back in the gym and start lifting weights, and I'm like, Jake, you don't need to do that. It's, you know, you're 57, you're brittle, bro, and we're making you strong from the inside. But he's like, no, bro, I got to go. If you do it, only lift light. No, I got it. Of course, he did something, and he tried to hide it from me, but when he couldn't lift his arm up again, he knows, all right, I'm never going back. You see, what people have to understand, when you get over 40, 45, especially 50, and you were a warrior, like you beat the hell out of your body, you have to change the way you take care of your body, and you need to be doing workouts that there are no impact, and that's what DDP Yoga is all about. And, you know, so now today I had to work with him just on his lower body because he couldn't do, you know, the upper spot. But he'll come back for it. Next up, we're at 12,925 members of Team DDP Yoga. And I got to put Sparky and Stacy, of course, Robert, you run it, man, but Sparky and Stacy take the time to welcome so many of the people, help so many of the people. You guys got to be really proud of that, huh?
That's cool. Since you got that number, we're up to 12,975. So if there's people listening, we only need 25 to make it to 13,000.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I mean, I know how much the welcomes meant to me when I joined, so I'm really happy to do them.
Yeah, the cool thing is we have so many members that are picking up on that are going. Yeah. Dave Orth has been doing it for a long time. Roger Lowry is picking up on it. There's a lot of people who are doing the same thing now.
Yeah, Eric Nichols. I mean, a lot, and I see it, you know, because I'm always around on it. And for the people who have written me and asked to be friends, I promise I will get to every one of you. Believe it or not, it's actually me who answers them all. I'm about 30 behind, but I've been a little overwhelmed since our last hit as far as getting, you know, all the exposure. And it's about to happen again on a whole different level. But I want to, you know, tell people who are listening for the first time to DDP Radio, the whole thing about Team DDP Yoga, which really started with me just working with Terry, like Terry Lang. She's one of the greatest transformations in let me just tell Marlon I'm doing this show so he will stop calling. Marlon, I'm doing the show. I'll talk to you later, bro. I'm live doing the show. I'll talk to you later. Bye. So, but he'll just keep calling. He's got to pick up eventually. But the people who, you know, when I was doing this, me and Terry, or me and Arthur, who's going to be our guest this evening, and hit me with a message when he gets on, Robert.
Will do.
It was one-on-one and one-on-one and one-on-one, and, you know, that was really tough because if I talked to one person, it was talking to one person. Now, if you talk to one person, like, I encourage you to call in tonight and ask questions, because if I answer it or Arthur answers it or Stacy or Sparky, if we answer the question, you're not the only person who hears the answer. And anybody who doesn't feel comfortable coming on to talk, well, just, I know Stacy's in the chat room, so just bounce over to Stacy and say we've got some questions, and she'll ask them for you. So it can be as simple as that. So this is all about helping each other. And correct me if I'm wrong, but I'll say to you first, Stacy, when you first came to this site, were you all inspired or were you looking for it?
I was definitely looking for it. I I was like pretty low in the depths of misery and despair, but I, you know, Arthur's video really gave me hope, and the welcomes and the nice spirit on the site really encouraged me.
So just so you people know who are listening, and you might have seen Stacey Morris's video, maybe you haven't, but she started at 345 pounds and lost 100 pounds twice before that and put it on in more. And she was looking for inspiration, and she found it in this little site. You know, you got to get the program to be actually on it and doing it, but I actually tell people, go ahead and just go sign up and see what it's like, so you don't think I'm just telling you what, you know, what this place is all about. Go and experience it. And, you know, today Stacy is down 185 pounds and becoming, you know, without question, one of the top most inspiring people on the site. So, and when you help people, you know, you help yourself. And that's what is really amazing. Sparky, when you came on, were you looking for it, or did you already have it?
I was looking for it, brother. I needed it. Man, I remember the first time I came here, I just posted a video of everything that was going on with me, hoping to get some help. And, man, the Monster Vader was there. Robert was there. All the welcomes. It blew me away.
Yeah, and anybody who doesn't know Doug, the Monster Motivator, he's a guy I met on my way to Afghanistan at a place called Qatar, or Qatar, it goes by both names. And it's really like where the troops get to come for a little R&R. And, you know, they're allowed to drink 3 beers. And I know because I've been there twice. And, you know, I met Doug, and, you know, he's 300 pounds. And he's like, D, I'm in the worst shape of my life. Do you think I can do this workout? And I'm working out with the Marines, the Army guys, the soldiers, the airmen. These guys aren't even coming in this gym unless they're ready to try and kick my ass. And I'm not bringing, like, my C-plus game that I bring pretty much to everybody so everybody can see anyone can do this. I bring my A-plus game to that workout. And I said, I'll teach people modifications just like I do on the DVDs. I said, Doug, if you check your ego before you walk in this gym, it'll be an amazing workout for you. But if you don't, you're going to die. And he had a pool of sweat on him. It looked like Lake Erie at the end of it. And it was 100 people in there. And afterwards, he said, dude, he goes, I feel amazing. Thank God you told me how to do those modifications, you know, because I would never been able to do it. But, you know, and it's all said and done. Doug ended up losing. He lost about 25 pounds, started to do it, but there was no team DDP yoga back then. And he fell off. But when he came back at 326 pounds, he lost 100 pounds in 9 months. And he did it through being on a support site where he found that the more people he helped, the more he learned. The more he learned, the better he got. You know, that's just the way life is. You surround yourself with positive people, positive things are going to happen to you. And I can't think of a better lead-in for next week's guest. You know, tonight's guest, I'm going to bring him up here in just a minute, the one and only Arthur Borman. But next week's guest is one of the most inspiring gentlemen I have ever met in my life. He just doesn't talk the talk. He walks the talk. His name is Mark Merrow. Some of you might remember him as Johnny B. Bad or Marvelous Mark Merrow. He's changing lives on a whole nother level, getting out his message, and it's really positive. He actually, I think he trademarked Think Pause, and he's going to do not want to miss him next week. He'll probably be on for an hour and a half. Last few messages before I bring up our guest. I think I have one or two more spots for the Ultimate Workshop where you actually come into my home, and we are going to do from the really intricately get into how to really breathe and how to use your breath and how to count, how to really use dynamic resistance. Where does DDP yoga come from? We're going to get into the Diamond Dozen on a whole different level. There's no more than 17 people that'll be doing this because it's a small group of people. So it'll be really personal. After we're done with that, after everybody would do the workout and everything, then at that point, everybody takes showers, and then we cook. And I've got one of the best gluten-free chefs on the planet. His name is Sean. I just picked him up at the airport. He's going to actually be here. I know how to cook a lot of really great things that are gluten-free, but I want to learn more. And Jake wants to learn more. And we're developing our cooking show called Eat This. It'll be part of a monthly thing that we're going to do that it'll be like a monthly vig, and it'll be private workouts. It'll be live workouts. It'll be so many extra videos that you could never get, you know, unless you're part of this program. And you got to be actually have the program to get what we're talking about here. But when we do the ultimate workshop, we're going to be getting really into cooking, and we're going to cook and make stuff and show people how to mix just ingredients together that they never really thought, and then how to go and buy that stuff. And if you can't make the ultimate workshop, we're also doing it like a streaming pay-per-view. So you might want to check that out. And that's going to be on January 26th. And I'll be doing it probably every month. So know that that's coming up there. And just recently, I got to do with Arthur Dateline. I believe we will be on Sunday, this Sunday. Arthur and his story will be on for Dateline. You definitely want to set your DVR for that. I believe the following night, which would be Monday, or I should say Monday morning, we're going to be on the Today Show. And we went out to L.A., and I'm not sure if it'll be that week or the following week, we're going to be on The Doctors. So those are some really monsterly mainstream shows. So I expect, you know, even another infusion that'll be a little overwhelming. And I know Robert is ready and Kelly's ready to do whatever needs to be done. But, you know, with our viral video of Arthur Borman, we're over 7.2 million views. And that's views that have been just seen on YouTube. I know teachers who make this part of their class have played this for every one of their classes as part of Look What's Possible. And on that note, I'm going to bring in my guest tonight. He is without question one of the faces of Team DDP Yoga. He's welcomed thousands of people to the site whenever he can, when he can make the time. He's an ultimate giver. He went through a transformation that everyone got to see on video. And I just got to tell you that when we first talked on the phone and I was getting to know Arthur about being a disabled veteran and literally had thought of himself as a piece of furniture, when we finally had our talk after having all our emails back and forth, he got the message. And YouTube, this is 6 years ago. It'll be 6 years ago, February 5th. And I was going on to YouTube after, you know, maybe a week or so after I had seen Arthur or talked to him on the phone. And I'm looking at our videos. You know, maybe they had 300 hits, you know, 200 hits. Just to see what people were watching. What were they saying about the workout? And I came across this guy, and his name was Sanji, and I played him. I said, "Who's talking about YRG? What, you know, who's doing that?" And he said that, you know, I started doing, you know, the YRG program, which for any of you people who don't know is one of DDP Yoga. It's one of my workout forms. And he said, "You know, I'm coming on to YouTube, and I'm sort of hoping that, you know, when you start a diet or you start a workout, you should tell people about it because you're more likely to stick to it. And, you know, also hoping you're going to combine, maybe say, hey, you know, you're still sticking with that, you know, that YRG, are you still on the diet?" And he went on talking for a while, and I go, "God, that looks like the guy who sent me the pictures. That looks like Arthur." And then I'm looking through some more videos, and then there's Sanji again. And I'm like, "What's he doing here?" And he goes, "You want to see something incredible? I've been talking about this YRG and dynamic resistance." And he took his heart monitor and he stuck it up in the camera and it said 89. He goes, watch this. And he stood up, and I don't know that he's leaning on his bed to stand up, but he does two touchdowns, two diamond cutters, and goes, look, 139. I go, that's got to be him. So I pick up the phone, and I call him up. I go, Arthur, was that you? Yes. Do you want me to take it down? I go, fuck no. I want you to get a better camera. And that's what started what became this video series that Arthur has. It was amazing for me to actually see how much he was working it. Without further ado, man, I wanted people to know, because I want people to go back and find that video, and then you'll really see where Arthur was when he started. Art, with all of the amazing attention that's coming your way, what do you do with it all? How do you feel about all this?
I'm waiting for it all to be over. I mean, there are so many people here who have done so many really incredible things. You know, I'm just a guy.
Well, bottom line, bro, is that it ain't going to be over for a long time because, you know, it's just the beginning. Arthur was was it my 50th birthday, Arthur?
I think, 50? Yeah.
Something like that. And we did our first certifications for the workout, which, by the way, are going to be available very soon. And they're amazing the way we put it together. Everyone was like, oh, my God, that's Arthur. And they all wanted to talk to him. They all wanted to meet him. And about the middle of the party, he came over. He goes, Dallas, he goes, I want to go back to my room. I go, I saw you okay? He goes, yeah. He goes, it's just a little overwhelming. I go, well, get used to it, dude. Embrace it because it ain't going to happen. But when it happens, you're going to know about it. But what happened, like, this last time that it went viral? What happened, like, it wasn't like the first time when it went crazy. But what are some of the things that happened to you?
Oh, goodness. I get recognized all over the place. grocery stores, yoga places, health food stores. I will be in there looking for, you know, vegan or gluten-free, and somebody come up, oh, are you that guy? And it's like, yes, I am. And then the next thing you know, the cell phone comes out, and they're taking a picture with me. And that's kind of freaky.
But what about the one kid in your class, bro, that came up to you and showed you the video? What did he ask you?
Oh, God. I've had so many kids come. Just today, somebody came up to me and said, oh, did you know you were on, what was it, New Year's Eve or something?
Yeah.
Apparently they showed some video where there's like 2 or 3 seconds of me in it. And of course, being teenagers, they all stayed up New Year's Eve to watch the New Year's Eve show that I, being a older kind of person, skipped and went to bed early.
Right.
They all watched me on New Year's Eve, and it's like, well, I wish I could get them to pay that much attention when I'm teaching geometry, you know.
You know, it's actually funny because I got, you know, it was just a blip, but it was you in full run. That was the Google. That was the big video where they took pieces of the greatest videos of the year. And quite an honor, dude, you know, quite an honor for you to be in it, man. I was excited for you. I'm going to open up the question because today's all about goal setting. And before we actually get in, we got about 6 callers here. Art, when you started, go back to when, after we talked, what happened to you about goal setting? Like, what are some advice you could give to people out there?
Make other people aware of your goals. Don't just have your goal and then you have it and nobody else knows it. If you put it out there that, especially with your family, that you're going to do something, you know, your family, that immediate support network can just be so awesome because you know, you can lie to an absolute stranger, or Lord knows you can lie on the internet. But when you get up in the morning and you say you're going to do something, and you know your kid's looking at you and you know you didn't, he knows you didn't, then you know,
right.
The people who are closest to you are going to keep you honest.
Oh, it's awesome. That's awesome. You know, to me, it's literally all about, you know, it's all about setting the goal and not just one. You know, it's like, what's my goal for this week, this month, this year? What's your goal 5 years from now? What's your fantasy goal 10 years from now? If you really start to manifest them, I swear to you, they'll happen in some way or another. Maybe not exactly the way you saw it, or maybe not when exactly you want it to. Like when I was a wrestler, I wanted to be a top wrestler in 1994 so bad. And I wanted that opportunity, but I wasn't ready. But when it all happened for me, come 1996 into 97, when it blew up huge, I was ready. Only because I kept putting the work in. You've got to put the work in. Would you agree with me, Arthur?
Definitely. You get.
How about you, Stacy?
Dan.
Well, that was the beauty of Arthur's video was, you know, definitely this program gives you major results, but only if you get in there and do it. And I knew there was no magic other than in the doing.
You're right. But one thing that I liked, though, is actually, you know, I backed into this back when it was, before it was DDP Yoga, back when it was YRG. I came sort of backwards into it. I wasn't looking for weight loss. I was just in so much pain. And that was why I was looking for some way to control the pain I was in. And, you know, I had no idea that I would, that this all would happen. I'm amazed. I'm thrilled that it did. But if I had gotten nothing out of it other than the fact that my back felt better, that would have been awesome.
You know, and that's what I tell people all the time. You know, I say, you know, DDP Yoga was never about weight loss. It was about healing my body because three doctors said my career was over. Like, what are you talking about? I just got here. It can't be over now. Well, if you don't want to be a crippled, it's over. And what this workout that became yoga and old school calisthenics and dynamic resistance and mixed martial arts and all of these things that became one workout that was zero impact, you know, but still gave you kick-ass cardio, I wasn't even thinking about that at the time. I knew it was, you know, my wind was still staying good, but the whole weight loss thing was a side effect. And a pretty awesome side effect, wouldn't you say, Arthur?
Oh, yeah. I tell you what, one thing I remember is the first time I was able to sleep for more than 3 or 4 hours at once. That was incredible. You know, the pain sometimes was just fierce. It felt like somebody just rammed a sledgehammer into my spine and was just scraping it back and forth across the bottom of my spine, my ribs. And you couldn't sleep. You couldn't move with that pain. Your whole body was just locked up. Sometimes I would drag myself just out of my bedroom into the bathroom because that was where we had a tile floor and it was cold. And I'd try and push myself down onto the floor and get my back down on there because that's the only thing I could do. And even that wasn't enough. And sometimes I got so sick, just wretch, because it hurt that bad.
Arthur, do you remember the first month, how much weight you lost? Do you actually still remember that?
34 pounds. No, 37 pounds.
First month. And that's from a lot, you know, getting rid of so many processed foods and your body just starting to change. You know, I remember Arthur saying to me, you know, one of the things besides the real pains is my knees. You know, I really want to get my knees operated on, but they won't operate on me because I'm 5'6 and 297 pounds. He goes, yeah, I remember saying to me, he goes, if I can just get under 250 so they can operate on my knees, you know, I might be able to turn this around. And when you got 50 pounds down and then 60 and then 70 and so on, have you ever had those knee operations, bro?
Nope.
What would you attribute that to?
Well, I can get technical. I lost enough weight. My weight was destroying me.
Right.
I mean, it's imagine walking around all day long with a fully loaded barbell on your shoulders.
Right.
Up the stairs, down the stairs, through the halls, all over the place. Every time you turn, every time you do anything, you're grinding yourself. And, you know, it's just weighing that much, carrying that much around on your body, even if you were healthy in the first place, is abusive. But I was broken to crap before I even started all that.
And just for people who don't know your story, who listen, Arthur, where would you say the most damage came from while you were in the military?
Falling out of perfectly good aircraft.
So you were a paratrooper.
I was a paratrooper.
And is it true that when the paratroopers drop, they drop from 10 to 15 feet a second? That's
true? Yeah, also carrying a crap load of equipment.
What would be the average weight you might be carrying?
Well, I was an engineer, so I carried more stuff than the average person did going down. You know,
about what?
Men,
about how much weight?
Oh, about 250 to 300 pounds of equipment total.
So, God, when you hit, damn.
Yeah,
wow.
It's basically getting hit with the planet.
So,
and it hurt.
You know,
I've
watched so many different, you know, just filming of paratroopers. It doesn't seem like, I don't know. I know from being a wrestler and falling 3 feet, 8 feet, 10 feet, you can't fake gravity. So when I watch those guys, I'm thinking, I know they're young, but, man, I don't see how anybody walks away from that in some way, not at least hurting.
Yeah, well, I tell you what. They got the, if you watch a jumper and he's carrying his equipment with him, a lot of the time you see they have this lowering line and they'll release the lowering line so the equipment hits. But if you're coming down in rocks or bushes or trees, you pull your knees up behind that rucksack and you try and use it to take the impact, and you're hitting with all of that weight at once. Now, the other problem is if you're drifting when you come down and you let the lowering dive down first, it catches on something. And it slams you into the ground like a Wile E. Coyote cartoon. It just slams you in, and, you know. And then the fun part is the parachute reinflates, and it kind of drags you across the drop zone, kind of like a human rototiller.
Wow.
Not fun. I mean, it's a practical way to get down.
How many jumps did you have, Art?
A couple of hundred. And, you know, it's just. Sometimes the night jumps were easier because you couldn't see how close you were to the ground, so you were more relaxed because you didn't know when it was going to happen. I mean, would you rather get hit with the shovel watching it come towards your head or just be there and all of a sudden whang, you know?
I think I'd just rather get it out of nowhere myself. I don't want to see the shovel coming. Oh, God. All right, Arthur, we're gonna go to some questions here. I'm going to take one from Stacy off the chat room, and then I'm going to go right to the we've got a bunch of callers here. Please keep your questions to one question because we got a lot of people who want to talk to Arthur and ask questions. But I do want to remind everyone, next Wednesday I will announce the Warrior of the Quarter, and that comes from 3 months of actual people winning. Really, it was 4 months in this scenario of people winning the Warrior of the Month. And what we're doing, there's five names, because some people was two times, you know, in a month, and they are Slim, Don, Ninja, actually six names, sorry, Slim, Don, Ninja, Millie, Katie, and Nolan. And if you haven't voted for somebody, because you can only vote once, and you only won't vote for one person if you haven't voted, because we picked those people. It was 2 months, actually, we picked two people because they were both doing so good. And we're going to start this back up again in February. The bottom line is whoever you pick, you know, make it someone you think that really deserves this, because what we're going to do, I can't do it in January because it's crazy, but it'll be sometime in February or March. I'm flying this winter into my house, and they're going to get to spend the weekend with us, hanging out, working out, you know, dealing, just doing everything that we do. And it's a pretty fun time here, you know, most of the time. But we also work our asses off. But I don't think any one of these six people will care. So if you haven't voted, please vote. The voting will stop Tuesday of this week, coming up next week, and then on Wednesday we will know who our winner is. So please take the time. Everybody here's worked really, really hard. They all deserve to come, but you will choose that, not me. Stacy, before we go to some of the callers, do you have somebody who wrote in?
Yeah, I've got one from Michelle Daigle, and she's having trouble keeping her heart rate in her zone consistently, and she would like some tips from you and Arthur on how to do dynamic resistance more effectively.
I'm going to give Arthur this after I just say this. Diane, right on Team DDP Yoga, if you go to Diane Douglas, she's actually in Red Hot Core, the cute little blonde, and she could never get over 108. It was just as high as it went. And I said, you're not engaging your lower body. She goes, yes, I am. I said, no, you're not. And once she really got that, because she's also a certified DDP yoga instructor as well, once she got the engaging of her feet and her toes, and the, say you're in a warrior position, the pulling of your legs together, so you're really working. You're not just standing in that position. You're working in that position. She'll give you plenty of tips. The monster motivator, Doug Steffen, he could never get over 118 no matter what until I stood right next to him, and I said, okay, bend your knees, feel your quads, pick your toes up, and really grip with your feet. Now, straighten your legs, pull your adductors together, tuck your tailbone, squeeze your glutes, grab that ball, spread those fingers so wide, and as you're lifting up, just don't lift up, create your own resistance. With two touchdowns and two diamond cutters, he was at 147. So it really comes down to, what was her name again, Stacey? Michelle, was it?
Michelle Daigle.
Michelle, it really comes down to you. It's knowing your body, and if you're just starting this, some people get really lucky, and they have a fast metabolism, so they can get their heart rate up faster. They don't have to work as hard. It sounds like you got to work a little bit harder, and I really want you to kick your ass when you're doing those opening touchdowns and diamond cutters. And a big thing that I never taught, because I really didn't understand how important this was, when you push your thumbs and index fingers together, I mean push, not just touch, push them together, your forearm, anyone who's listening to me right now, just make the diamond cutter sign and push your index fingers and your thumbs together. Your chest has to engage. So does your bicep, and so does the inner muscles in your forearm. I don't know why that is, but it's a fact. Then if you straighten your arms, push your thumb and index fingers together and really pull your pinkies away from each other. The outside of your forearm, your tricep, and your trap have to engage. Now, if you move as if you're moving through clay, your heart rate's got to go up. And then it's like, again, Michelle, don't beat yourself up in the beginning. I'm trying to teach you how to breathe. I'm trying to take you into positions you've probably never been in or very, very, very rarely. Don't beat yourself up. It will come. But take those notes and, you know, try to make a workshop. I'm going to do that. Like I say, we're going to be that ultimate workshop. We're going to be doing a pay-per-view on that. So it'll be where people can come and they can get the streaming right into their house. And they'll get all about the workouts, all about the breathing at a whole nother level. You know, how to really critique. We'll be doing close-ups. I mean, my house now, the house I bought in Atlanta, it's a studio. That's what it was set up like. Now, Arthur does something I've never seen done, and I can't do it. But Arthur, don't go too dramatically, but I know you can bring your heart rate way down. But let's just say your heart rate was at 50. Standing still, how high can you get your heart rate to go?
About 160, maybe 180 if I have to.
He doesn't move. And
well, if I move, I can get it up. If I move, I can get it higher, but Vicky gets mad at me.
Yeah, and me too. And
I
me
came
too.
Out wrong.
Yeah, so, but tell them what you're doing. Like, I'll tell you, people, that I haven't figured it out yet. Semi, but not like he can do. He can do it sitting down, which really freaks me out. But what are you actually thinking, doing? What's happening when this is, you know, and we're going to video this, but I still, every time I've done it, I've lost the video, where you could actually see Arthur's heart rate go right before you, standing there, and what happens goes from 50 to 160, 170. What are you doing there, Arthur?
Well, I'm squeezing, okay, my sphincter, my butt. I'm not squeezing the sphincter, pulling it up in.
Oh, God, maybe I shouldn't ask.
Yeah.
All right.
Too much information?
Yeah, a little too much.
Okay, what I have to squeeze muscles inside my abdomen.
There you go.
In the rib cage, and I have to activate the intercostal muscles between the ribs, the obliques, and what it is, I actually am engaging the core muscles at a very conscious level in order to squeeze it in. It's the same way I go the other way with the heart rate, is because I developed some control over the muscles in my chest.
Amazing. And I'll tell you, you have to see it to believe it, because I was like, what? I mean, you know, I can raise my heart rate 40, 50 beats, but I'm moving. I can do it in a minute or so, but I can't do it without moving. I can move it up 15 or 20, but it's a whole different level. And it's about knowing your body. Like, this workout, you know, it's not just a workout. It's not just a diet or an eating plan. You know, it's a lifestyle. And it's something you can do for the rest of your life. You know, I did today. I was working out with my daughter, Brittany, and she's a studette. So I can take things, levels that I can only work out like Arthur or Yoga Doc, who's a stud. You know, Angie, she can go. Diane, she can go. I mean, there's certain people that just, they're warriors. I can go to any level, and I find myself going to places I've never been. And I'm 57, or going to be 57. So I'm getting stronger. I'm getting deeper, less, you know, my body's pain-ridden, riddled. From 35 to 49, I wrestled. And I still hit a diamond cutter minimum a month on my back. And I always ice it right after. But without the workout, when my body, when my schedule gets too full and I miss that second day, if I go to a third day and I miss my workout, I'm hurting. It's like, here comes the pain again. You know, do you find that too, Arthur, when your schedule?
Definitely. I always have to get some time in, especially doing the spine work. You know, but you got to heat up. You got to warm up. I don't mean like the conversation in the chat room, people talk about hot yoga. You got to create your own heat inside your body. So you
right.
get your body warmed up, and then you can, you know, if I don't have a lot of time, I'll just do some like diamond cutter salutations to get myself nice and warmed up, get a little sweat going, and then I'll just open up my shoulders, my spine, my hips, and if that's all the time I've got, at least then I know that my back isn't going to knot up on me.
Absolutely, and it's so important. That hot yoga stuff, I'm not a big fan, because you should wear a heart monitor in there and watch your heart rate go so high and you haven't done anything yet. You're not engaging, nothing. So really should be aware of that. If you're doing hot yoga too, please wear a heart monitor in there and understand where you should be in your heart, your fat burning zone, and where it's the red zone. Really understand that. If you do DDP yoga, it's all in the book. It's all in the program guide. I lay it out for everyone. Before we go to the questions on air, which we're going to get everybody at some point, we're going to cut the line off. Really appreciate everybody hanging in there. Just want to let everybody know, if you want to get to a personal workout with me and a group of really cool people, I will be at Funk Fitness in Detroit on February 23rd. And I know some people, you know, drive 4, 5, 6, 8 hours in. So, you know, I've never met anybody who didn't say, wow, I wish I didn't make that drive. So that's like the coolest compliment anybody could ever give to me. But on the 23rd, I will be at Funk Fitness, and then I'll be at Craw McGraw in Detroit on February 24th. So I will be up in the Detroit area in the frozen tundra at the most frozen time. So you definitely going to want to come in there and warm your body up. And also want to let you know that we are up to, on for DDP Yoga, we are over 30,000 Twitter followers. And I know so many of the people come on here and listen to the show and talk about their workouts and go to Facebook, and we're over 13,000 on DDP Yoga, one word, Facebook. And I always encourage people to make sure they go to Team DDP Yoga and make sure they're a part of that as well. Just to have, you can't fail as long as you keep moving forward. If you fall down, fuck it. Get back up. And just keep moving forward. You have never failed unless you stop and quit. And then you put all the inlaid guilt on yourself. Just brush yourself up, and that's the beauty. You can always get back up again and keep moving forward. Okay, we're going to go to the phones right now. I'm going to first grab Eric. We got Eric on the line, bro.
Hey, guys. What's going on?
Hey, buddy.
Hey.
What's up, Eric?
I wanted to actually add to a tip that you guys were talking about earlier. You guys were talking about how you couldn't get your heart rate without your feet. If you are doing DDP yoga on carpet, stop. because when I first started, we got brand new carpet in there. I'm like, oh, this is kind of nice, you know. But once you get after a while, I got on the hardwood floor. And that's when my heart rate started skyrocketing, is once I just got off there. I was doing the exact same thing, but I was on a hardwood floor, and my heart rate went a lot higher.
You know, it's funny. It's a great point, too. And, you know, and I always tell people, you know, the difference between a regular yoga mat and what I use, a manduka, and I made sure that if you go through DDP Yoga or Team DDP Yoga, you see that little tag there for manduka, click that, and you'll get. It'll be the cheapest place you can find to buy that mat. And I have a great relationship with the people of Manduka. The founder, Peter Steros, is a good buddy of mine, and he's in the world of all the super yogis. And he was so proud of me being a part of the whole thing with Arthur when it first, you know, bloomed up. But before any of it ever happened, as I was shooting my first DVDs, Peter came, he gave me Manduka mats. He said that I was doing something that had never been done before, not just in yoga, but going after people essentially who wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga. He goes, you're going to hit a crowd, and once it takes off, Diamond, I want to be there with you, man, because it's going to be so fun to watch, and it has been really amazing. The difference between a regular mat and a manduka is like the difference between driving an old 72 VW and a brand new Mercedes. It's that different. So just trust me, you won't be able to get on another mat. And that's what I say. It's too big. It's too heavy. Damn right it is. And I carry it everywhere with me. Okay, Eric, thanks for coming on. That is awesome advice, my friend. And let you know, we are getting ready to start to put together the production. We have to get through January, so because we're going to do some really cool shows. Jake is such a he's so knowledgeable to baseball and football. It's mind-boggling to me. I mean, how much knowledge he has. So we're going to put together Jake Snake's sports show, and we're going to start off with preseason and baseball with that, and then go right through the season and go right into football. We'll talk about wrestling, but we're going to really talk about sports in general, especially those two specifically. And then we're going to put together a bunch of other shows that will all be, you know, right here out of DDP's Accountability Crib. Again, E, thanks for coming on there. Appreciate that, bro. We'll be talking to you about that soon. Josh is our next caller. If we have any other callers, Robert, why don't we give the number, because we're going to cut it off after we get – oh, we do have four more. Okay, I'll tell you what, I'm not even going to tell you the number if you know it. And Robert, cut it off after two more callers, all right, because we got a bunch of people on here. Josh, are you there?
Hey now.
Hey now. What's up, buddy? How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm great, man. I'm so excited to get to talk to you, man. I'll try to make this quick. You know, I was a huge fan. You made a lifelong fan, man, when you were so cool to me and my buddies. You posed with us years ago in the Diamond Cutter. You know, ever since then, I'm like, that's the coolest guy alive, you know?
thank you, bro.
But, you know, I just want to say, man, I've been listening to you just talking this, and I'm one of them guys, man, who is – kind of failing. As far as, you know, I've given up for letting excuses just kind of make me give up. I'm getting back in this wagon. I'm focusing on going forward. My biggest struggle, though, is nutrition. And, you know, I've been really inspired by watching Arthur's video. That was great. It's what really got me into this, because I saw it actually on a Twitter that Jericho had.
And how cool is that, right?
yeah. And I thought, oh, my God, you know, this is such a great, amazing video. I just was so taken back by it. I'm like, here I am just pissing and moaning because I'm 6'1", I'm 350, you know. And this guy, you know, he's had real pain and real stuff, and look what he was able to do. You know, what's my problem? So, you know, I'm getting refocused on that. But my question is about, like, the nutrition-wise. I have a real problem just getting a taste for vegetables. I can't stand those, and that's my biggest trouble. And that, and I was also curious about your feelings on, like, I know how you feel about Diet Pop, but what about, like, Crystal Light and stuff like that? What is your thoughts on that?
I think that I eventually want to do a book where it's called Great, Good, Okay, Poor, and Shit. You know,
you may want to tweak that title a little bit.
That's perfect. I love it, man.
I would say that pop would be shit. You know, especially, you know, I have a joke that I say, you know, I'd rather see, when I see people drinking Diet Coke, I say, I'd rather you drink regular Coke than Diet Coke. I'd rather see you snort Coke than drink Coke, you know, because it's that bad for you. You know, I'm kidding, of course, but there is a choice. Do you have a Whole Foods in your neighborhood, anywhere around you?
No, nothing like that. Basically, you know, just a one local grocery store and then like a Walmart, stuff like that. But nothing
but
as far as like a lot of Whole
internet.
Foods or anything like that.
You got the internet.
Yeah, actually, I saw some spot on your website about like bison meat, and I was really interested in getting some of that because, I mean,
that,
I love meat.
That meat is awesome for you, and it's never going to have any chemicals in it because they ain't got to beef those suckers up. They're already huge, eating grass. So that's an awesome selection on that side. But write this down. There's a company, none of these companies I talk about, they don't pay me anything. You know, if I find someone that they'll give me stuff because I feel like if I'm going to talk about it, you should be sending me stuff. But I haven't gotten this company to do that yet. But I love them. I'll still buy their product. They're called Zevia, and it's like stevia but with a Z in front of it. And they've got grape soda and Coca-Cola and root beer, and they've got like orange. They've got like 9 different. Taste their Mountain Dew is awesome,
okay.
But it says right on the bottle what soda always should have been, you know. And all it is some it's all natural everything, and it's stevia is the sweetener, and I'll tell you what, they're really good. Now I would say that would be your best selection on that. Something like a Crystal Light, still a lot of chemicals in it, but way better than pop. So I would say that's a selection, but better than. And the one thing you really want to watch, like, try to find sweeteners that are natural, like Zevia, like xylitol, like xanthan gum, that are in there that makes it. When you see aspartame, that's the worst. We were standing next to each other, and I put something with aspartame in it, like Equal. If I put a package in Equal in your right hand, and I have you straighten your left hand and hold it as hard as you can with my pinky, I'll be able to drop your arm. And it's all about kinesiology, swear to God. I thought only my doctor could do that. And then one night, and Angela said, let's test it. And I go, we can't test it. She goes, why can't we? And then she did it. I was like, oh, my God. Anyone can do it. It's something I'm going to show people at some point on a video of how you can test things that are good for your body, because your body knows. Your body knows what it wants. Now, as far as vegetables. Say what, Stace?
I just had another suggestion. Herbal tea. There are some really nice-tasting herbal teas like Tazo.
Yes.
And they have fruity flavors. You know, brew them and then chill them. And sweeten them with something healthy, you know, if you want to sweeten it.
That's awesome idea, Stace. And some people use, like my buddy Sean who just came here, he brought me some of the best honey. If you could get locally grown honey somewhere in your area, and I'll guarantee you somebody's got it somewhere, and go on the internet to find it. But that's awesome in there. Or, you know, for sugars, there's a sugar called Sucanet, and it's brown, and it's in one of its rawest forms, and I love that sugar. And I'll use that occasionally. But make up your own stuff. Like, that's a great idea, Stacey. Any kind of teas like that. That Tazo, they actually got their big break on Shark Tank. And those guys, they got behind them, and, you know, that's blowing up huge now. But that's a good suggestion. Those sodas I was telling you about, Zevia, I believe it's made from black tea or green tea. So it's made from healthy stuff. And you won't believe when your body starts getting it, it wants the healthier stuff. But it takes, like, some people go, oh, that doesn't taste the same. Of course it doesn't taste the same. It's completely different. But it takes your body, you know, 12 times before it goes, I want the good stuff. Swear to God it'll happen to you, Josh. Swear to God. You know, just got to do it. As far as vegetables, try different kinds of, like, there is a, I'm going to have it up. I will be talking about it on my workshop. There are balsamic vinaigrettes. There's a company in, if you just Google it, balsamic vinaigrettes, in, what's the name of the town again? Chapel Hill. They have the most amazing, like, you take a balsamic vinaigrette, like they had, one is called pear and cranberry. And you take it with some good olive oil, like Stacy, what's the name of your famous olive oil I turn everybody on to?
That's Don Luigi from Tidal Brothers in the Bronx.
Amazing. And it's $27 for a gallon. It's the best. She turned it on. She bought me one 5 years ago when we first started or whatever. I tell everybody, don't buy that expensive oil. Go to Don Julio's. Is that it?
Don Luigi.
Yeah, Don Luigi. Don Julio. Oh, wait a minute. That's my tequila.
Okay,
I got it now. But I'll tell you, bro, you mix that. And what you do, you just don't pour them on. You put them in a little, like, I put them in a wine glass. I put some of the balsamic pear and cranberry, mix it with the oil, throw some salt and pepper with a fork, zip it up, and then lightly pour it over my salads, which I've just been doing a lot of mixed greens, some onion, you know, red onions most times, sometimes white. I chop just a few cranberries in there, a half a pear, and a lot of greens, and then some chia seeds, and some a couple of pine nuts. It's unbelievable. You've never had a salad. And that's just one of the 100 salads that I'm going to put together. I might just do a book on salads. But you got to get the things like the place, vinegar place in, balsamic vinegar place in Chapel Hill. If you just Google it, you'll find it. So I hope that helps you out, bro. You can try that on vegetables. Do you grill vegetables, Todd? Josh, have you ever tried that?
I've tried some grill. I mean, I like spinach. I'm a big fan of spinach, but as far as the rest of it, I mean, I really struggle. I feel like I'm forcing it down. And so, I mean, I've tried some grill stuff.
Have you grilled, like, peppers? Have you grilled zucchini?
No, I never have tried grilling zucchini or peppers. I've tried to grill a few and add, like, some garlic to it or something like that, garlic sauce.
Yeah, but if you put that stuff, like I'm telling you, you find that little bit of dressing that I'm talking about, that balsamic vinaigrette mixed with the oil, it'll change you, and you marinate it in that, and you grill them. All you need to do is become a better cook, bro. Really, I swear to God, because I'm not a veg. I drank more vegetables at 42 years old when I started organic juicing. I drank more vegetables in 1 week than I ate my entire 42 years before that. So, and I'm a huge veggie nut now. I love it. I make the greatest. You'll see, because we're going to put a few of out there for people to see, you know, just out so they can see what Eat This is all about. It's Jake and I telling stories while we're cooking. You know, and something could have to do with wrestling. Other stuff has to do with, you know, maybe what, you know, Sons of Anarchy or, you know, whatever. We're just talking about whatever we feel like talking about and, you know, getting some hits of where we're going to. But try, watch those shows as they come out because they will definitely help because I'm all about helping people love more vegetables. All right, bro, you're out of here. Nice talking to you, man.
Hey,
good talking to you,
man.
Again. Stay in touch.
Love you guys. Thanks so much.
Take care.
All right, we got Bonita next. But oh, wait, before we bring on Bonita, I want to let everybody know, Tommy Dreamer is now doing DDP yoga. I couldn't believe it. I was so excited. Lodi doing it up in, if you remember Lodi, he was with Raven's Flock.
Yeah.
And Edge, Adam Copeland, Hall of Famer.
Nice.
Big DDP yoga guy. I'm so excited that his body is feeling better and digging the workout. It's so cool when I help the guys that are, you know, I think we're just amazing in the ring, being able to share this with them and knowing that Adam's going to be able to play with his kids when he's 50 and 60. That's what's sweet. Okay, Bonita, you're up.
Hey, how's it going?
Awesome.
Going
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. Just
so you got a question for Arthur?
I do actually want to say, Arthur, you are the reason why, and you, of course you, Dallas, but you are the reason why I'm on this call tonight. I watch your video every single day, and it inspired me to go ahead and order DDP yoga. Just want to know, I know you're doing the yoga, but also, what type of dietary changes did you make along with that?
Well, I went from vegetarian to vegan. Later on, I eliminated gluten. Basically, I eliminated a lot of the junk. You know, everybody says, how to put it, I was living proof of the fact that vegetarians aren't all skinny.
Okay.
It's like a minute ago the guy was saying he couldn't get buying vegetables. That's all I eat are vegetables. You know,
that's a hard one. Especially, I live in Illinois, and my family, my in-laws, are actually farmers. So, and they farm organically, but they also raise meat. So that's a huge part of our diet. So,
well, I'm a meat eater. I'm a big meat eater.
Okay.
You know, but again, Bonita, I only will, when I eat home, I'd rather eat home than anywhere. Or if I'm staying at a friend's house, like when I was up at Funk Fitness the last time, like I'm going back there to do my ultimate workshop up there, and the Funk family are the coolest people on the planet. The mom, you know, Greg is the guy who runs the place for his mom and dad, and his mom is such a stud warrior. I mean, she's in amazing shape, and the dad cooks the buffalo. Now, I get the buffalo from that place where, you know, it comes right off the farm, but he gets it right after it's killed.
Oh.
And it was the best buffalo I've ever had in my life. So if you've got that accessibility and you've got the organic stuff right there, you got your meat down. Now all you need to do, if you really, like, what's your goal, Bonita? What were you trying to achieve coming home with this, getting the program?
Well, actually, I've had two rotator cuff surgeries, and I've also had rheumatoid arthritis. So I'm looking at right now, my immediate goal is to drop a 20. My long-term goal is to drop 40 or 50.
Okay, awesome. Great that you got both of those. And if you really want to see the amazing results that will drop weight fast and really you'll be able to see it and feel it, go to that phase 3 plan that I use, which pretty much eliminates gluten. And I know your farmer's up there, so maybe you want to eat the dairy. That's, you know, it's real dairy as opposed to the what I call cow pus that's everywhere else. But if you don't mix the protein with the carb, in other words, if you're going to have carbs, maybe you're going to have yams or sweet potatoes or organic brown rice and beans or whatever. Those are all amazing carbohydrates for you. And then you have vegetables with that. Or you have some of these amazing meats that you've got, whether it's steak or buffalo or chicken or whatever it is, and have amazing salads or grilled vegetables. When you don't mix a protein with a carb, that's where I have found the weight will fall off of you so much faster. And if you've hit that sticking point where whatever you're doing, the calories in, calories out, and it's still not working, we'll do this to your body for like 10 weeks. And I call this a diet, you know, because if I could eat like this all the time, I would, but I get too skinny. So that says it all, right?
Yeah. Hey, let me. I'm going to jump in and ask you. I have had those two rotator cuff surgeries, and a little bit. You know, I want to be very, very careful. Is there anything I should be avoiding starting out with this? Just got my videos. Is there anything I should be really, really careful about?
Well, coming here, I have had both rotator cuff tears, you know, fixed while I was wrestling, and so what? A lot of the moves you'll find in this come from the rehab from that. I've had both knee surgeries, both knees rehabilitated, you know, the back. So when I started, and what makes DDP yoga its own animal is that we are taking yoga positions, but we're mixing them with rehabs, you know, techniques that I've learned, and then the old school calisthenics. I would suggest anything where you're using your shoulder, go to the modification first. And when you feel, like, don't be looking for the calories burned right now. Go for the modification. Build the strength in your shoulders. You've got so many muscles in there. And when I'm doing this one called side plank, when I'm on my knee, which is the modification to that, when I first did it after surgery, my arm moved like it was an earthquake underneath me. And I was 255 pounds of twisted steel sex appeal, baby. And it was leave. You know, I was like, my God, what is this? Well, I was turning on muscles that I've never really used before. That's then, you know, military press or dumbbells, you know, shoulder shrugs, whatever. It was muscles I had never used. What you're going to find from doing DDP yoga is you're going to work the little muscles. Like my daughter today, she made me laugh so hard because I say, what's your heart rate? She goes, 132. I go, you're not engaging that. She goes, no, I really am, I really am. And then later, I go, what's your heart rate? She goes, 123. And I said, you know, and I never really, it's crazy that I've never really talked about heart rate with her because I assume because she's sweating her ass off that she's getting a great workout. And I said, I'm going to really work with you tomorrow when we start off with the touchdowns and diamond cutters. I'm going to get you to blow your heart rate up in the beginning. She goes, but it never, even when I'm sprinting, I don't go over 135. Well, there's a new move that I have that's not on any of the, it's actually on the mix, the DDP Extreme. And all you're doing is picture this. At some point in your workout, just stop what you're doing, hit pause on the tape, and come up on your knees. And stretch your right leg or your left leg out in front of you. Now, balancing on that other knee, if it's your right leg out in front of you, using the top of your foot as balance along with your knee, take your right leg straight out in front of you. Try to pull your toes back as far as you can. Open your arms like an airplane, and I call it crashing airplane. And once you start to do it, you'll know exactly why I call it that. Because you're going to be falling down and getting up and falling down and coming up. And you're not going to have the strength. But I want you to look at your heart rate before you start and then after you count back from 20. And then look at your heart rate. For her, the first time she did it was 146. And she started laughing. Then I took us through a series of things and I went to the other side. At that time, it was 167.
Oh, my goodness.
65. You know, so I don't care where her heart rate, as long as she's over 180. And she's a stud, but she's never had her heart rate up like that. She started laughing. I go, trust me, baby. Everyone can get their heart rate up. Some people have to work harder. So it just start off and answer your question along the route. I want you to get all of that. When you're doing any kind of shoulder side planks or whatever you're doing, check your ego. And let yourself come at it slow. When you know you're getting strong, then take it to another level. Take it to another level. Before you know it, you're going to be doing things like, wow, I can't believe I can do this.
Yep. Well, great.
All right, buddy. Hey, glad to have you on the team. If you have any questions, you know where we're at. Thanks for calling in.
Thank you. All right, have a good one.
You too.
Okay, Adam, Happy New Year, dude. You're on.
Hey, Happy New Year, Dallas.
You had a question from a man, Arthur, tonight?
Yeah, actually, just checking in 1 year doing the DDP yoga, and like you guys were talking about earlier when it comes to goals, you know, putting those down on paper like we talked about a year ago, you know, don't think it, ink it. And
awesome.
As you go through the course of the year, you know, you look back and you say, wow, you know, I put 10 goals down for the year. You know, I knocked out 8 of them. What am I going to do next year? What am I going to do, you know, in 5 years? What's the goal in 10 years? And, you know, like Arthur was stating, you know, share that with your friends. Share that with your family. You know what? Facebook and Team DDP Yoga is awesome for that. You know, I posted them on there so that, you know, friends and family can see them. And, you know, like my wife and my daughters, they know about them. And they see me
awesome.
Going back for seconds. They're like, no, you said you were going to only have one meal at dinner. You weren't going to go up for seconds. So, you know, have those people help you stick to that list. It's a great support network.
That's awesome, man. And that is so pivotal. Now, I want to go to the other side of that just because sometimes this will happen to you. You'll find that, especially if someone went off wheat and decided, well, let me see how my body does with this. And you see, wow, I feel so much better because it's not real wheat. It's genetically altered to be some sort of chemical. So that's really what it is, whether it's grown in organic ground or not. If it's served in our country, it's shit, just so you know. But when people go off or they start to lose weight, and the other people who are their friends, well, they've tried diets, and they're not losing any weight. So all of a sudden, you're down 20, 30 pounds. All of a sudden, your friend's going, oh, my God, you look amazing. You're down 40 pounds. They're like, wow, you deserve some pizza. Here, have some pizza. Yo, you deserve it. And then they become that person that will self-sabotage you. So it's something that I just want people to be aware of because it's happened so many times, it's mind-boggling. But if you have, like Adam has, that home unit that is your support system, and then you've got Team DDP Yoga, you know, DDP Yoga Facebook and all that other thing, you really can't lose. You know, the home unit is huge. When I started working with Gabriel Iglesias, and a lot of you will remember him as Fluffy, he's not one of the hottest comedians on the planet right now. He started with me about, I want to say 5 months ago, 4 months ago. Can't remember the exact date. I got it written down somewhere. But he just flew me in for his comedy special that'll be on Comedy Central. And he started with us at 437 pounds. And Fluffy's goal was to be at 350. By the time we got there, he flew me in for the show. He was 350. He's running around the stage now. You know, he still wants to drop another 100 pounds, and he'll still be Fluffy. He'll still be a big guy, but he's not carrying around that dangerous weight anymore. But again, he's got a huge support system. I said, I'll only do this with you, Gabe, if your road manager's on the same page as your girl. And she, when I got to the show, she's like, Dallas, come here, look at this. It's a picture of me. It was a picture of her and Gabriel from behind, and then it was a picture today. They just took it that day from behind. She's lost like 35 pounds. He's lost like 80-something pounds. And, you know, it's that support system. Very pivotal. Thank you so much for bringing that up, Adam.
All right, buddy. Take care.
Hey, have a great night. Before we go to our next caller, I do want to let people know, because a lot of people have emailed in asking, how can I become certified to teach DDP Yoga? We put together an amazing way to do it online. It will be happening within the next, I would say, 30 days is my goal. I hope to be able to achieve that. It's going to be online, and you'll be able to do the whole phase one online, and you'll be able to teach it and have it behind you. To get phase two, you're going to have to come to me wherever we do that. And by that time, I'll have like 4 to 6 places around the country that I'll be doing that to get people, you know, at phase two, which is just taking it to another level, of course. But there'll be continuing study, the whole deal. If you want to get information about it now, you can email Marlon at DallasPage.com, and that's like Brando, M-A-R-L-O-N, at DallasPage, P-A-G-E.com. And you have any questions, I'll put you on the list. There's over 400 people on that list right now. So I just want to let you know, it's whenever you decide to get there, it'll be there waiting for you. And for anyone who has not heard about the extravaganza, DDP Yoga Retreat Extravaganza, we will be doing it July 10th through the 15th. You can come for 3 days, 4 days, or 5 days. We've got so many people coming back from last year, and it's already double the amount of people. It's going to be a party. I'm not going to let it go past another 20 people for what we've got. So if you've been thinking about it, go to ddpyogaretreat.com or just go to any of the DDP Yoga sites and click it on, and you'll see one of the most amazing resorts on the planet. And that's why I go back every year. Plus, they work with me gluten-free, dairy-free. I have celiacs come on this trip, and nobody gets sick. And celiacs mean they can never eat wheat or dairy, soy, anything. And the people we have down there, the hotel, not just a hotel, the cabanas that are on the beach, they're just amazing. And we party, too. So it isn't like we just, right, Stacey?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we party. You know, it isn't just working out and eating good. You know, after that second workout, you can bet there's going to be a hell of a lot of us down at my casita pool right off my where my room's at. And, you know, I partied really a lot last year, and it was a good time, but it's a different type of booze, too. It's, you know, I only drink tequila anyway because that's one of the healthier ones. But I just want to let you guys know that extravaganza is going to be amazing. Okay, our next caller. I'm sorry, Michael. I'm sorry I missed you, buddy. You just dropped out of that. You were the next person I was going to. And thank you, everybody, for hanging on. We're going to get everybody in here. We got Ruth. And I need those other names for the other four people if they're still on. Ruth, how are you tonight, Dal?
Hey, Dallas. How are you today? Thanks for taking the call.
Awesome.
Listen, I was calling because I know you got your handful with just listening to this. This is my first time calling in, my first time listening to the show. I just got it. Santa brought it for me for Christmas, the DDP.
Awesome.
And he got me the full set, so I'm looking forward to really making good on this. And I've been, you know, overzealous. I didn't listen to you saying to take a break in between days, and so I did the Diamond Dozen, you know, 3 days in a row, and today I went to do energy thinking I could do that, and that didn't happen too well for me. So my question to you is, I don't know how aware you are of the rest of the network, because there are only 10 people in an MS group that started. I have multiple sclerosis, and that's where my limitations come in. I used to be a gym rat back in the day, as they say.
Right.
So I'm not, and by the way, I love everything that you're doing with all the nutrition. And because you absolutely speak my language, the whole thing starting from lifestyle, I mean, I can go on and on. But my thing is, I don't know at what point do my nerve endings don't connect, or is that, I shouldn't even think about that. But like today, when I went to do the energy and I thought I had the moves down, you know, because I did them 3 days in a row, and I went to do it, and then it didn't happen the way I thought it was going to happen, and much to my disappointment. So my ego took a little hit because, like I said, I'm used to being able to do more, and I have in the past, and I don't give up trying to lose the weight because the steroids that they put me on always screw me up and drive me back. So, you know, but that's okay. You know, screw the reasons why. I got to keep going forward, and that's what I try to do. But my thing is there, like, I know that there are different, there's one that's a stand-up routine. Sometimes the floor ones are harder. Is there one that you recommend that that maybe I take on, you know, or should I just keep doing the Diamond Dozen, you know, for as long as I have to until whatever? I don't know.
Well, for starters, first of all, I want to tell you have the most important ingredient, and that's the mindset. And that is, Arthur, would you agree with me on that?
Totally.
Yeah, because when Arthur and I talked the very first time, I say, dude, as important as this workout is, as important as this eating lifestyle is, it's 10% of the equation. The 90% is between your ears, and I can hear it. I can feel your energy, enthusiasm. I'm going to turn you on to somebody she's one of the head people of our customer service. Her name is Crystal Stewart, and she's a big buff force on Team DDP Yoga, and she also has MS. And
right, I've seen her page. I think there are only like 10 people on it, though, and that's why I wasn't sure how – you know, how much everybody else is doing with this. But, and like I said, I'm just new to this, so
and she will help you, because I can tell you, like, if I was you, from my viewpoint, and remember, I'm not in your position or hers, so, and I'm not a doctor, I'm a wrestler, you know, so, but I do listen to my body, and being, when you're doing the energy, the reason, I made that workout, and Arthur's in that workout because I right. wanted people to see, oh, my God, that's that guy.
Yes.
And this was before the big boom when we filmed all that. And but he's also, Arthur's also in the double black diamond, being the most challenging possession. But on the energy, there's someone doing a modification of that. I would like to see you just try, and if you need to use a chair, use a chair. Make sure it's a stable chair like Arthur had. So you use that to balance you, because that's the first thing Crystal told me, that she has the issues with the balance.
Yeah, I knocked the chair over today. But I picked it up and I still kept going. But I just felt like I didn't feel like I did enough. I guess that's just like the go-getter, you know, but I want to do more.
We'll start with the energy and work your way. And if I was you, I would video your workout. No one ever needs to see it. Awesome to have, though. So you can see where you were in the beginning. And then a month, that's why I encourage you, if you haven't taken those 6 pictures, I don't care if you put them up. I just want people to take them so they have them. Because you will see a difference. It may just be your physiology. It might be a few inches. It might be a few pounds. But as you can do more and more and more, like Crystal, and the reason why I really want you to talk to her, because she'll help you. She's an amazing woman. I love her. She'll go days where she does double black diamond and red hot core. Like, she took her a long time to build to that, but she does these workouts at the ultimate warrior level. So, you know, she would be an awesome mentor for you. So I think you should definitely contact her. Everybody is pretty – if you're on our site and you're within the people like Sparky, Stacy, Arthur, you know, Robert, everybody tries to help each other. And
the chat room is amazing. You have pulled together an incredible group of people that have drawn to this. To your workouts and to your video, to everything that you guys are doing, and it's just an amazing. They've been amazing because they've helped me through these 3 days. Today's day 4, and it has been awesome. I mean, the nutrition part—that's how I eat anyway. I'm already gluten free, and I already do the veggies. I'm already do the organics. That's the easy part for me. But the hard part is getting through. You know, like, I refuse steroids anymore. I don't do that anymore. I try to do natural. I don't, you know, and I'm better for it because it actually depleted my bone density, which didn't help. It made me not be able to walk. So screw all that. And I love your attitude about how to just keep going. My thing was, I didn't know also if maybe someone would be doing a modification video and putting it, you know, out there online or even on a Vimeo or something like that. And, so didn't know maybe that, you know, because I know that sometimes you'll have the person in the back doing the modification route, but sometimes it's hard to, because it's not as modified as I'm going, you know, because I'm really slow. So, but
that's okay. Just listen to your body. I would always say cheat. You don't have to cheat no more. So just whatever you make it as easy for you as you need to. You're not someone just out there trying to lose weight. You're trying to hold back a villain. On top of that, that's trying to rob you of stuff, you know. So you've got it. You're already eating good. You got a great mindset. Just keep moving forward. Don't let it get you down. You can always write to me on team. Just don't make it too long because I'm ADD and dyslexic.
Yeah, I get it.
But you can
too,
always. All 30 of those people who wrote me, you're all going to get me. I'm going to answer every one of you back. I just, as you can see, I really live this. And I encourage you, just to cheat the way you need to cheat. If you don't say, oh, I should be doing it like this, it'll come. Look what Arthur did. That's what I always say.
Yeah.
You know, look what he did. You know, he's the greatest example of what's possible.
Absolutely. Actually, I had one just suggestion, just if I can throw this in, and I promise I won't keep you too much longer because I know you're trying to make the show time. But when I had heard about Arthur and everything, the first thing that came to mind, and obviously, you know, you want to help yourself and everything, but the first thing that came to mind was Arthur should be, between you and Arthur, should be an advocate to somehow get in touch with, like, the veterans who are coming out of the service. Because if you can get these guys before they hit, maybe as a when they're leaving, an exit course, so they start getting into this before they get out there on the street, before they get in, especially people who are injured, then maybe, you know, they can get ahead of it before they hit and have to go through all the work that Arthur did and just stay a step ahead, because this is amazing. And if Arthur did it, and he did it with all that he had to deal with, maybe getting these guys on the exit, you know, would be something that, because you guys, you're gifted, and this is a gift to them, and they need this because they did their service. And Arthur, thank you for your service to our country. But on that, I'll let you go. But thank you so much, Mr. Page. Thank you. This has been awesome, and you gave me
that
gift by telling me that I could cheat. That's great. Thank you.
Yes. Just do what works for you. Hit Crystal on the – I guarantee you she's awesome. She will really fill you with a lot of stuff that I don't know, you know. And I'll be the first person to say, I don't know, or what does that mean, you know, because I'm
very
always
good.
Learning, you know. I'm learning for everybody. Thank you so much for calling, and I want to hear from you. I want to hear how you're doing. It's just you go through this journey, okay?
Will do. Thanks again. Take care. Bye-bye.
And one of the things that we are so tuned in, we are really looking to do a lot of stuff with the military. We've already done a lot, but it's just getting over this next hump of getting our docu-mercial together, get that all together. So that is a big thing. And Arthur and I have talked about this, not extensively, but we've talked about it. I really want him, like, to head up that whole military division of this. And, you know, that's the goal. That's the big goal for me. Okay, before I get to that, four more people, and that we've stopped, you know, callers, so we will get to all four of you guys. Stacy, do you have any questions from the chat room?
I do have three more, if you have time.
Okay, let's do two.
All right, Don Skemmelhaus wants to know from Arthur how he kept motivated once he started feeling good.
Artie?
Feeling good was a big motivation for me. I mean, so if you felt bad for so long, then finally feeling good, and I don't just mean feeling good in your body, but feeling good about yourself, about who you are and about what you are, that is such an incredible thing. I mean, you don't want to let go of that. And plus you have that feeling finally being in control again. You know, people don't have to do things for you. You can start doing things for yourself. You know, people don't have to drive you around. You can finally drive a car again. People don't have to wait for you because you can actually keep up with them when they're moving. You know, it's like a human being again. It's awesome. That was a motivation. That still is a huge motivation for me. Just the feeling of not being an imposition on the rest of humanity is so incredible.
Totally
great
agree.
Answer.
That's how it was for me, and it was great to do this, and all this great stuff happening, and I wasn't on a diet. That's what was so cool. The other question is from Chris Schaefer for Arthur. He wants to know how people can find out about your Baltimore area DDP yoga classes, and thanks to DDP for the phone call on Christmas Day.
Okay, Arthur, how do they find you?
Okay, I've got four classes a week, and they're at the Big Vanilla Athletic Clubs in Pasadena, and that's Monday and Wednesday, 5:30 to 6:30, and Tuesday and Thursday, I'm at the Big Vanilla in Arnold, Maryland, just north of Annapolis, and that's 6 p.m. to 7 p.m.
You know what, Robert? I want to put a little thing up there. Want to work out with Arthur? And let's put it up there, And maybe we'll do that with some of our other people who are doing classes around. But let's put up there for Arthur, and we'll put that up there. Want to work out with Arthur at DDP, and you can put my workshops, and let's put up something there for Arthur at a spot. So
okay.
That'll be good. Okay, let's go. We have one more question, you said, right, Stace?
Yeah, Brian Taylor wanted to know, can, you know, the workouts be done every day, and in what way should he give his body a break? He's a beginner.
I think you listen to your body. It's funny because I'll use Arthur as the example. He was doing 20 minutes a day, 5 days a week, you know, and then, you know, he lost that 20 pounds and 4 inches off the stomach the first 2 weeks. That's what an eating plan and, you know, really getting off processed garbage, you know, can do for you. He said, how can I keep it going? And I was like, how often are you doing it? He said, 20 minutes, 5 days a week. I said, do it 7 days a week. And I was like, can I do that? Remember that, Art? Can I do that? You know, and I said, when I healed my own body to get back in the ring, when those three doctors said it was never going to happen again, I started with about 30 minutes, and I built up to an hour. And then I went for an hour and a half, and then I went for 2 hours, and then I went for three. Not all at one time. But this was my job. If it was ever going to happen again, this is all I did, was rehab. Now, Arthur had a full-time job, 70 hours a week. So, and I have to blow his horn like this because he won't. He's a very humble cat. So I want people to know he works 70 hours a week, and he started out with 5 days a week and went to 7 days a week and five nights a week. So it really comes down to what you really want and how much you listen to your body. Maybe your body wants you to go every other day, 3 days a week. That's why I write that the way I write it, because most people will be intimidated by 4 days a week or 5 days a week. So I think you should listen to your body. Write down your goals. Do what Arthur said earlier. Tell people that you're doing this so you make yourself accountable. Write a journal. Write a food journal. Write down your goals. Be active on the site, talking to people, asking questions. Continue to do what you're doing, bro, and I think you'll be fine. Again, I always come back to listen to your body. Okay, we got four more callers here. We're going to get to them all. Our last three callers, Catherine. How are you, Catherine?
I'm good. Thank you very much.
Is this Catherine from Quebec?
No, it's Catherine McDonald from Toronto. You've been talking to me about coming to Canada.
Ah, that's it, Toronto. I thought it was Quebec. How are you, darling?
I'm good. I'm actually in Hamilton, but I used to live in Toronto, so close enough. I finally got in touch with Marlon, so we're working on that. I wanted to thank you, Arthur, for sharing your story. I've completely changed my life in the last 45 days. I've lost 12 pounds, almost died of the flu on the 21st, which I felt was very ironic, but survived it probably because of the clean diet. And got rid of it in about 4 or 5 days as opposed to 2 or 3 weeks. I literally thought I was going to die, but the yoga and the clean diet certainly has changed my life in ways that are unfathomable to me. I couldn't have imagined it. I will be writing a book on a spiritual level. I do work as a psychic and do spiritual work with people, so it's all connected for me. But I wanted to just ask, trying to get DDP into Canada, and that's sort of, there's a way to do that. How do I get Arthur there?
I'm a school teacher.
Okay, so we can pick a summertime.
Free time is an alien concept to me.
I know, but if I groveled fairly heavily?
Pardon?
If I grovel? I would love to meet you. I would just love to meet you. I really have a lot of respect for you, and I wanted just to say thank you anyway. I'm not trying to put pressure on you. Would love to have the opportunity to have you come and meet a bunch of people because I'm telling everybody about you.
Well, there's a guy, Marlon. He's Marlon at DDP Yoga, if I remember. I think that's the right email address, isn't it? You can email him. He helps me to arrange stuff like that.
Yeah, but then one of the things, Catherine, and you should, since you dig what we're doing, you should really try to come to that resort that we go to in July That is amazing. And Arthur's, as a matter of fact, Vicky's coming and his wife's coming with him this time as well. So we really have a blast down there. So that's another avenue.
Well, I'm gonna work on that, but I got people up here in Canada that I want to help. I'm gonna be buying a bunch of the programs for people, specifically people with disabilities who wouldn't have thought of doing it. I have probably about 10 or 15 people I can think of that would actually benefit. But aside, I will certainly think about the July outing or excursion. That would be great. Anyway, thanks again, and I won't keep you much longer. But thanks again for what you do, DDP.
You're awesome, babe. Great talking to you.
All right. Have a great night.
Catherine?
Yeah, too, babe. It's great to always put a voice with an email. Then you start to really get to know people. Okay, next caller, we got Hack.
Hey, how are you? How's it going?
Good, Hack. Happy New Year. How are you, man?
Good. Just calling in for a year update. I started in a size 34 jeans, and right now I'm in a 28.
Awesome, man. Awesome.
Lost almost 50 pounds and feeling great. So
that's awesome, man. Do you take pictures along the way?
I didn't really take along the way. I took the day zero and then took one 300 days, and I'm going to take another one in a couple weeks whenever I go back home and have someone to take my pictures. So.
So I tell you what, get a hold of Robert at Dallas Page. He's our guy's working right here. But send us your story, bro. Send us the pictures before and after, or before, during, and after. You know, we try to put anybody out there who's listening to this. We'd love just send your, you know, a paragraph, even if we call it under construction. You know, like Big Slim, you know. Slim started at 601 pounds and down, you know, 166 pounds in 7 months. You know, Slim's under construction. We want people to know that. And one of the things, he's going to be featured in that new year video we're doing. Slim's got a picture of himself holding his foot, and he's still at that point over 440, and he's holding his foot over his head. You know, so, I mean, who can do that shit? You know, unless they're doing something that's really core-based strength. But I think that's awesome, Hack. I'm so proud of you, man. Please send stuff to Robert, because like I said, we'd love to put you up on a transformation page, bro.
And one last thing. I'm happy you mentioned that the certification is coming, because that's one of my goals for this year, is to get certified to teach DDP yoga. So.
Oh, that's awesome, man. You know, I get so many people, and that's where it comes from, people who do it and have some sort of, you know, major change, you know, and you are someone who walks the talk, like Arthur, you know, like so many people, you know, that have done the transformation, man. Hey, congratulations. Look forward to it. Keep in touch. All right, bro.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you very much.
All right, buddy. All right. Our next caller is Vicky. We got Vicky and one more. We got Don after that. Vicky, how are you tonight, darling? Happy New Year. Vicky? Robert?
Yes. Are you there, Vicky?
I'm just making sure that you didn't hang up. Or I didn't lose. Okay. Well, if Vicky comes back on, let us know. I don't blame her for it's been an awful long time. She's been on hold. Our last caller will have Don. Are you there, Duddy?
Yes, I am. How are you?
Awesome, man. Happy New Year.
Good. Hey, I have a question. If you do other, in other words, I do a lot of running and cycling, and I just love your program. I love I just feel a lot better stretching-wise and even some strength-wise, et cetera. Have you ever seen it where it's actually helped people get faster in other areas of life?
When you know, I deal with one young man who man, we were so hoping he was going to make the Olympic trials. But he very, very, very fast, like 9. I don't know what the 100 was, but it was 9 something.
Oh, yeah.
And he shaved off a couple of tenths, which is still ridiculous.
That's big. That's
but could not get to that spot. You know, he wasn't, I don't remember the exact figures, but super stud too, you know, 24 years old. You know, taking his time going through college, you know, he really, really worked hard. So I've seen it make people faster. Now, as far as running any distances or cycling, if you use that the heart rate, the Dr. Phil Maffetone heart rate calculation, where you stay in your zone and you slow yourself down in the beginning and really own your heart rate, I've seen a lot of people, you know, shave off time off of that. If you go to DDP Yoga Blogs and look up one that talks about Mark Allen, who's the whole reason why I ever really focused in on heart rate and at wearing a heart monitor as part of the program. Do you know who Mark Allen is?
Yeah, I do.
So he's the guy who's all about that heart rate and taking that down, so made him a lot faster.
Because I notice when I do this, you know, sometimes you're tired at night, and to do your workout, it's hard. Your legs are really tired, you know, and it's hard to do, you know, depending on the workout, whichever one it was. I mean, you know, it's hard to do even energy sometimes to do it well.
Why don't you do it in the morning?
That's when you go running. Okay. But, yeah, it's hard. It's a busy schedule. So, yeah. Okay.
Well,
all right.
It's always best for me personally. Like, you know, I like to wake up, like, at 9 o'clock, but I'm going to bed till 2 most times.
Right.
I'm still a night owl bar guy. But I make myself roll out of bed, and I got people waiting for me to work out.
Yeah. Okay. All right.
And when
Thank
I
you.
Do that, you know, because, you know, again, it's all about the stretching and the, you know, engaging and all that, and I'm fresh as hell, so I'm ready for the day. And plus, I got that workout out of the way. That's
yeah.
the way I look
yeah.
at it.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Hey, great. Hey, thanks for getting the program. Appreciate your being a part of it, buddy.
Bye.
Okay, guys, I think that's pretty much it. I just want to remind everybody that Warrior of the Quarter, Slim, Don, Ninja, Millie, Katie, and Nolan pick one. We're going to tell let people know who's the winner. You get to pick it. You guys pick it. People from Team DDP Yoga, you get to pick the people, whoever you think is the person. Want to, again, wish everybody a happy new year. Remind you, it's a Mexico trip. It's still got a couple spots left. Next week, you don't want to miss Mark Merrow. He's going to be amazing. You definitely want to hear him. If you're watching the tube or you want to DVR it, DVR Dateline. This Sunday, me and Art are going to be on it. Today's show might be Monday from what I hear, and the doctors to follow after that. Want to thank everybody for being on here. Robert for manning the helm, and you know, Sparky and Stacy, thanks so much. And, of course, Arthur, bro, thanks for coming on the show, guys. You've been wonderful. You've been marvelous, but see ya.
Kicked it today, man. That was a great workout, man.
The powerbomb set up by Paige.
Oh!
Into the Diamond Cutter.
I don't believe it. Diamond Cutter out of the powerbomb.
We're going home.
You've been listening to DDP Radio. Tune in again next week for another edition of DDP Radio with more great guests, inspiration, and news from Diamond Dallas Page and Team DDP Yoga. Keep up all the great work, and most importantly,
own your life.
Talk Radio.